Section 5, tracking and reporting. First thing I want to talk about is, what is the cost to serve your clients? This calculation is this. All I want you to do is take the total revenue you had. We did this yesterday. Total revenue divided by the number of clients that gave you at least a dollar. That's your average revenue per client, right? Then I want you to do is take all your costs, people, time, material, shipping, mailing, etc., and divide it by the number of clients that are active. That gives you a number to start with. It's not exactly accurate, but it's 80% accurate. Put that number on a piece of paper. Get the calculator out and say, if we were able to reduce the cost to serve our clients by 10%, catch this, by 10%, that money falls right to the bottom line. Got that? Total revenue, how many clients? First step. Second step, what's the total cost you had, expenses last year? Total expenses into the number of clients you served gives you an average cost to serve your client. To inspire you to continue to look for opportunities, you're going to do the math on, if I just reduce that by 10%, what would that look like for me and my business? Okay? You need to definitely be tracking refunds and declined credit cards, and most functionality does that for you. Who's contacting you and why? We talked a little bit about this when I covered compliments, concerns, and suggestions, but I want to dive into a little bit more here. You take 100 phone calls a week, a live person answers, I need the community calculator. So you take 100 phone calls a week, and each call takes 3 minutes, divided by 60. What's that number?
Five
hours a week. If I can take those same 100 calls and move half of them to give them the answer they're looking for without calling in, and reallocate that person's time to go find me one more client, what would that be worth to you? So there's the exercise. Who's contacting you and why? Starts with who's contacting us and why. The template I shared with you yesterday gets you halfway there. Reason number one, reason number two, you just change those. Track it for 2 weeks. Go to the dining room table. Remember that exercise we did? It's all in your book. Then what I want you to do is think about, how could we develop a self-serve system that reduces our cost? Did I tell you the story about the product launch that for the first 2 hours I personally managed the email and the incoming phone calls?
Not yet.
So when we did our product launch, the COO of the company took every incoming call and managed the support box for the first 2 hours personally. How else am I going to find out who's contacting us and why? I thought it was a pretty big deal to know that information, so I decided to do it myself. Could I have outsourced it? Yeah, but that didn't meet my filter. My big priority for that week was fill in the blank. Okay, so here's what we did. I'm looking at the emails coming in, and I start seeing trends. I can't enter, I'm making this up now, just for obvious reasons. I can't tell you where to ship my product because your web form only has the billing address. And you see that 4 or 5 times coming through on the email.
Oh.
On a napkin, I write no shipping address. Tick mark one. Oop, another email. Tick mark two. I'm up to 7 tick marks within the first 20 minutes. Stop looking at the email. Get on the phone. John, can you do me a favor and check the web form? Does it have a shipping address on it? Silence. Talk to you later. Fast forward, 15 minutes go by. No more tick marks in the no shipping address. Yes. Next one. Within 2 hours, looking at this napkin, I realized that a lot of questions were, when am I going to receive my product? Smokey the Bear says, on the checkout page, let's put, you will receive your product within 5 to 7 days. took the 10 FAQs within 2 hours, put them on the checkout page, so after they clicked the button, they stopped freaking bothering me. You see, if I wasn't feeling the pain, and someone else was making 10, 15 bucks an hour, they would have been taking those calls for the whole week with the same problem over and over, called rework, correct? Extreme example, unfortunately, a true example. Okay? With me on that? So who's contacting you and why? With that information, how do I develop a self-service system so they don't bother me anymore, and then put the FAQs out there for them to get to? Okay? Call the FedEx 800 number. Listen to their auto attendant. See how they do it. But we got to answer the phone all the time. Look, you just want a solution to your problem. You don't care how you get it. One writer down or place. One place to record, to write down your actions, ideas, your project list. Not numerous post-it notes, napkins, etc. One book. Could be as ugly as nobody's business, but it's one book where everything ends up in. Have any of you ever had a problem, Elaine? This was in your feedback form that I read. You have a problem where you tell someone to do something and you got to follow up. You don't know if they did it, blah, 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 blah. This may help you. So here's how I do things. I have a new item. I put a circle first. I put a dash. I write whatever that is. Get James to finish sales page. Okay? Next step is, that I haven't talked to him yet, so I just have an open circle. Next step is I call him. Hey, James, you got to get the sales page done. Okay, yep. Put one line through it. I'm on the phone with James 2 days later. I'm just scanning this first column of my notepad that's as ugly as nobody's business, and I'm looking for the circles that don't have X's. Hey, James, hey, real quick. I know I asked you about the sales page getting done. You got that done yet? Oh, yeah, I got it done. Great. Finish it with an X. Makes it very easy to scan down to see, A, what's still open. Second one is I delegated that, or I started that. I gave it to John to go do. But you really need to make sure on some of these that John did it. So next time you see John, hey, John, by the way, wait a minute, let me get my book. Oh, you know what? I asked you about that. Is that done? It's not done yet? John, I need you to go get that done. Follow up. John, you got it done? Yep. Put the X in the box. Move on to the next one. Simple, but effective.
See, yeah, it's better than my